Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's gospel, the gospel for today, the second of the three that we read, and Jesus says to the Pharisees, you justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart. It's a phrase that's sort of reminiscent of Samuel's words at the selection of David to be king when everybody thought his older brothers, surely the oldest and next and the next, they should be. Let this little shepherd boy, young and kind of unassuming, he should be the king. And Samuel says that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And it's precisely here, because we live among men, we live among human beings who we see and hear, and they have a certain kind of influence and power over our lives, we want to look good before them. We want to justify ourselves before them, explain ourselves to them. We don't want to look like a fool or inadequate or silly or weak, powerless. And instead, we would like to have kind of a prominence, a reputation, power, influence. The gospel text for today, this is especially expressed in terms of money. The Pharisees were said to be lovers of money. And Jesus is giving us an example of, if you're faithful in a little, you'll be faithful in much. And if you're unjust in a little, you'll be unjust in much. It's easy to think of this in terms of, well, you know, you have these small number of responsibilities, and then if you do well with those, you'll get more and more. And think you're totally within this world. You know, you sort of move up the corporate ladder. But Jesus' teaching is really quite clear, is that the little that we're entrusted with are the things of this world. Our money, our home, our reputation, our power and influence in this life, our physical strength, whatever it might be, the things of this world. This is the little that we're entrusted with. Maybe we think it's a lot, but it's little, because he says if you're entrusted with mammon, the things of this world, the things that this world values, places a value on, if you're unjust with those things, then you'll be unfaithful in those things, then you'll be unfaithful with the true riches. And he means the spiritual wealth that he wants to pour out on us. And so, it's not climbing the corporate ladder or increasing our faithfulness to things in this world. That might be true, but that's all within the things that, from our Lord's point of view, are the least. The little things, the very little things, it says. And the great things that he wants to entrust us with are the spiritual realm, the things of the spiritual realm. Communion with the saints, and communion with him and the Holy Spirit, and the transformation of our lives into the likeness of him. Cultivation of virtues and the sacrifice of ourselves for the good of others. And so, insofar as we use the things of this world, power, influence, money, reputation, to be a kind of a focus, a goal, an end in itself, we're justifying ourselves, we're explaining ourselves, because we're fixated on how we view how we're viewed in this world, how we come across, how we seem to others in this world. And we have to organize and structure our life in such a way that we appear good before men. And only when we're able to let go of this need to look good before others, to explain ourselves, to justify ourselves, to seek this kind of honor and this value that comes from the world, only then will we start to notice that God knows our hearts. Before that, we're just blind to it. The Pharisees are blind to it. Jesus tells them, you justify yourself before men, but God knows your hearts. It means to be blind. Now, you're totally unaware of this. You're totally unaware that God's looking at you, at your heart, and what's on the inside, that you're doing such a good job of covering up. And so the things of this world are given to us to be faithful within precisely in the way of using them in such a fashion that it opens our heart instead of closes it. It opens our eyes to our heart instead of closes it. It opens our awareness of God looking at us on the inside instead of closing, blinding us to that awareness. And so we can use the things that God's given us, whatever strengths of this fallen world that we have, whatever things that are sort of valued in this world, thank God that we have them. We shouldn't run from them or be ashamed of them, but the caution, the warning is to use them not for ourselves, not to protect ourselves, not to look good in the eyes of people, but to use them for others. What Jesus will say to elsewhere in the Gospel of Luke, that we use these things that are valued by the world to make friends, and in particular the friends of the poor, who will be able to say at the Last Judgment Seat, yes, that person helped me, that person was kind to me, that person gave me cold water, visited me in prison, whatever it might be. So the things that God gives us in this world we should be faithful with, and that faithfulness means to not use for ourselves, but to use for others, so that we're not ever concerned with justifying ourselves, explaining ourselves, but instead becoming increasingly aware that God's looking at our heart, looking at the inner life, and cultivating it, renovating it. And that awareness allows us to receive those true riches. We're not caught in a place of trying to serve God and mammon, but focused on God alone, and freely offering mammon to all of the things of the values of this world for the glory of God and not for the glory of ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.